Daniel Funk's construction technology classroom at Stow Rocks High School is literally buzzing with activity.
All right, so let's gather up everything and get going here.
Students are confidently working with heavy-duty power tools as they finish building small hanging display cases.
And right now we're working on the drawers, so two sides, back, bottom, and the drawer fronts are probably the hardest. You know, they have the knobs and whatnot.
Asa Powell is a senior at Stow Rocks and says he looks forward to Mr. Funk's class every day.
It's very relaxing in my day, you know, kind of a break from the traditional classroom. I get to be in the shop for a little bit and, you know, just relax, cut wood.
It's hard to believe that less than 2 years ago, this room was, as Funk says, a disaster.
The area had been completely taken over as storage. There was lumber just everywhere, piles of it. I didn't know where to start. So it started off with just cleaning it.
Funk says the construction technology classes were slashed years ago, and the wood shop had been all but forgotten.
I didn't even really know what I had yet. So we found all the industrial tools, our planer, our joiner, table saw. Got all those out, and then, of course, the next problem was, do we have any electrical to run these? And we didn't.
Stow Rocks School District serves two of Pittsburgh's poorest suburbs, McKees Rocks and Stowe Township. According to 2010 census data, nearly 20% of children in Stowe were living in poverty. In McKees Rocks, that figure was nearly double. And more than three-quarters of the roughly 400 students at Stow Rocks High School qualified for the free or reduced lunch program. The school district was not doing much better than the families it served, so beginning around 2009, says video production teacher Jeff Hackett, electives started to get cut. But a couple years ago, Hackett and Funk decided it was time to start bringing the classes back.
It was just something to get a few kids interested in coming to school again that maybe normally wouldn't want to come to school.
Hey, ready, one? Take one.
Good morning, Stow Rocks. I'm Morgan.
And I'm Emily.
And we're here with your morning announcements.
Ready, three?
Students produce a daily television show to deliver the morning announcements and showcase their production work. Hackett says when he first floated the idea, he was met with skepticism.
A lot of people said I was nuts, you can't do this, we have no money. I said, well, give me a shot.
Teaching high school isn't Hackett's only job. He also does video production work for the Penguins on game nights.
I've been doing that for about 20 years. So I have lots of connections in the video industry and basically called in 20 years worth of favors.
Hackett's video production classes were first offered a year ago, and he says they quickly filled up with seniors. After seeing how popular the course was, the school district's former superintendent, Michael Panza, urged Hackett to expand the school's digital media offerings. Hackett and Funk worked together to apply for a $20,000 grant from the Center for Creativity, which is a collaboration of two regional intermediate units, state agencies that support local school districts. Their application was successful, and they used the money to buy a new safety saw for the wood shop and to transform the school's underused library into the Creative Media Technology Learning Center.
We got kids editing videos, we got kids writing scripts, we got kids shooting, we got kids taking pictures for their Photoshop class. So it's controlled chaos. But noise is a good thing in here.
You got everything shot then?
Kids should be interacting. They should be working together.
In addition to a second level of video and woodshop classes, Stow Rocks now offers courses in digital photography and computer game design. Junior Chase Dunham took Mr. Funk's photography class last semester and is now in his gaming class. He says he'd like to see more electives at Stow Rocks.
I mean, there's not as much as I'd like, but this class kind of fills the need.
His classmate, Junior Melissa Folks, says electives give more students an opportunity to excel.
Not everyone is good at academics, so having something like this that relieves stress and gets away from math and reading, that's good for students too.
But Funk says the effort to bring back electives isn't just about relieving stress or giving the kids a break in the day. He says an overemphasis on standardized test scores and traditional academic subjects leaves some kids feeling like they're not valued.
The kid that doesn't do well or never takes calculus is the guy that can fix every engine in the neighborhood. And that person's important. And we just shove those people to the side. And I think it's something wrong that we do in this society.
He says when kids feel pushed aside, they're less likely to try in school or to even come to school at all. But, says Hackett, the more options a child has in school, the more likely she is to find what she's good at.
Different people are good at different things, and you got to give them every opportunity to showcase those skills.
In a school where fewer than 3/4 of students graduate, Hackett says making kids feel like they are successful at something, at anything, can often be the key to getting them through the door each morning.
In a lot of schools, that isn't an issue. But here, poverty is definitely a problem with getting kids to school. A lot of them don't have good home lives. So we need every possible reason to make them want to come here. Make them get out of bed in the morning to get here on time and be prepared to learn.
In 2013, Stowe Rock School District ranked 487th out of 498 Pennsylvania school districts based on the results of 3 years of standardized testing. In reaction to shrinking budgets and pressure to bring up test scores, Hackett says many schools feel the need to focus on traditional academic subjects at the expense of electives. But that approach might be hurting some students more than it helps by taking away their reason for coming to school in the first place. Hackett says the big challenge facing the media center now is long-term sustainability.
For a district like ours, this really isn't sustainable without grants. Most of the equipment we have is donated. It's not going to last that much longer. So every few years, if we get one of those grants, we can keep this running.
Hackett and Funk say their current funding will take them through at least another year. So for now, they're focused on the day-to-day work of teaching in a high school that still offers creative electives. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.